It's 18 and a half minutes after 12. This is Ozarks at Large. This month marks the 10th anniversary of the naming of the Faye Jones School of Architecture and Design after Fayetteville architect Faye Jones. To celebrate, a traveling interactive kiosk called A House of the Ozarks will make a premier appearance on the square in Fayetteville tomorrow morning. And next weekend, guided public tours of the recently restored Faye and Gus Jones house will be offered for the first time. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich tells us more.
A waterfall trickles down a natural rock formation covered in bright green ferns in the lower level of a house once owned by Faye and Gus Jones, located on Hillcrest Avenue in Fayetteville. Built in the mid-1950s with native stone, cedar, and lots of glass, the design built into the landscape has roots in the early 20th century organic architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright, whom Faye Jones apprenticed, then befriended. The University of Arkansas Faye Jones School of Architecture now owns a residence, which was recently restored. Gregory Herman is Associate Professor of Architecture and Director of the Faye and Gus Jones House Stewardship. And on April 27th, the public will have the privilege of touring the residence for the first time.
Well, we're very excited about that. The house has been undergoing a multi-year restoration. As a unit of the University of Arkansas and the Faye Jones School of Architecture and Design, we are very, very pleased to have the house mostly in its 1956 condition, but also in a condition that will carry it forward for the next half century at least.
The original furniture and storage will be returned to the house, where distinguished faculty will be able to stay and special events held. The cost of restoration is $500,000 provided by the Arkansas Natural and Cultural Resources Council, University of Arkansas, and private donations. The home was donated to the University of Arkansas Architecture School by Jones's daughter, Cammy Ann Janice, who shared a bedroom on this ground floor across from the waterfall.
The focus of this space is the grand hearth in the corner, this marvelous stone and concrete hearth.
The massive native stone fireplace extends up through the main floor living space with a second hearth. Herman pauses at the top of the stairs.
This is where Frank Lloyd Wright stood when he arrived in the house and took charge of the view here and proclaimed to Faye that he approved of the work, which meant everything to Faye.
Compared to the ground floor quarters, which feel almost hidden, the upstairs is embraced by glass and filled with light. Here the family gathered for meals and relaxation. A compact kitchen overlooks the forested front yard, and a master bedroom overlooks the backyard, filled with flowering dogwood, redbud, and towering oak trees.
The lighting in the house is indirect in almost all circumstances. By intention, the light is sent up to the ceiling and reflected back down, almost like a heavenly light, an earthly light coming into the space.
Faye Jones, who died in the summer of 2004, was born in Pine Bluff. He grew up building houses up in trees. He went on to study architecture in 1946 at the U of A, completed a Master's of Architecture degree in 1951 at Rice University. He returned to Fayetteville, where he assumed a lead role in the university's new architecture school, ran a practice with the help of his spouse, Mary Elizabeth Gus Jones, and raised his family. Jones designed and built an array of national award-winning iconic homes and chapels across the region and country. His Fayetteville home, however, has a relatively modest footprint, Greg Herman says, who unearthed some early Faye Jones drawings during restoration.
Tucked into an air duct. There is not a tremendous amount of storage in the house. They had been tucked into perhaps an unlikely place, but a place that preserved them.
If you wish to see the house for yourself, Greg Herman on Saturday, April 27th, will lead an inaugural series of public tours by reservation scheduled through the Faye Jones School of Architecture and Design. You can also sample the residence this coming Saturday on the town square, where a traveling kiosk will be installed, created by David Frederick, professor of classical studies at the University of Arkansas and director of the Tesseract Center for Immersive Environments and Game Design.
We are launching the kiosk, and we'll be down there setting up at 8, and it launches at 9 and runs till noon. Looks like the weather's supposed to be really good, which is a benefit. So we will be on the south side of the Fayetteville Square, right in front of the town center.
The kiosk, he says, is a means to preserve Jones' historic residence.
As you can see, the house itself is pretty small. It is, in a sense, fragile. And so even though we can do public tours of this house, we can't make it available for the public simply to come. And we felt that the domestic architecture, the residential architecture of Faye Jones, was so important that we wanted to be able to share it in a way that was digital as well as physical. And so we built the kiosk as a touch base. It's a big kiosk, like I think it's 6 feet long. So it really gives people the ability to touch and move and explore the space in a virtual way, but it also has a publication on a website so people can also navigate the house and learn about it on the web.
A House of the Ozarks, Faye Jones and the American House kiosk features timelines, maps, and 3D virtual tours tracking the evolution of Faye Jones' architectural philosophy and buildings.
The kiosk was built, even though it's pretty massive, it was actually built to be moved and go from place to place. So it's going to go from the square immediately to the architecture building, Vol Walker, on campus. It'll be there till right around or a little bit after graduation. And then it's going to move, and we're thinking of the Fayetteville Public Library. Hopefully we'll get it up into the Bentonville Square and into the airport, X&A. So it's got a traveling future ahead of it.
David Frederick, who collaborated with Gregory Herman on the project, has also built a complimentary website not suitable for mobile devices, which contains a digital archive of project documents and photographs, and can be found online at houseoftheozarks.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.